Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. An attorney for Sonia Massey's family says the U.S. Department of Justice is now investigating her death. 36-year-old Sonia Massey was unarmed when then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson shot her in her Springfield home earlier this month. Massey, who was black, had called 911 for help. Attorney Ben Crump says city officials initially told the family Massey's gunshot wound was self-inflicted. Massey's teenage son, Malachi Hill, says he asked authorities repeatedly what happened.
And they didn't tell me who. They were just saying somebody. They never would tell me who. They just kept on saying someone shot her. They would never tell me who shot my mom, though.
Sean Grayson is now facing murder charges. The Justice Department did not respond to a request for comment. A $7 billion private investment project on Chicago's West Side was announced yesterday by United Center investors and city leaders. They say neither city nor state funds will be used. Public parks, a hotel, retail spaces, and a new music hall around the stadium are a part of the construction plans. Deputy Mayor Kenya Merritt says the plan will create permanent and temporary jobs, as well as a projected $4.5 billion economic impact. A timeline was not given.
And so this development will create a new mixed-use economy for the near West Side and our entire city, generating thousands of permanent and temporary jobs for our residents.
Merritt also says the project will be developed on parking lots in the area. City officials say they are preparing for as many as 25,000 migrants arriving in Chicago ahead of the Democratic National Convention next month. While the number of migrants bused to Chicago has slowed down, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has vowed to send more buses to sanctuary cities. Beatriz Ponce de Leon, the city's deputy mayor, shared updates during a hearing yesterday.
We do not know or control the number of people who come here, but we will be prepared as a city if we need a sudden large number of additional shelter beds or other ways to support large numbers of asylum seekers coming here.
She defended the city's 60-day stay policy for migrants and shelters in the effort to make more room if there is a surge in buses. There are 17 migrant shelters across Chicago, and they house more than 5,500 asylum seekers. 83 teen girls, all of them CPS students, took part in a STEM workshop at Kennedy King College yesterday. The program featured a coding workshop and a Q&A session with female engineers who spoke about their career paths. McKinley Nelson of Project Swish helped organize the summit. He called it a day of empowerment for black and brown teenage girls.
It's important for them to see, especially women that look like them, right, who are, you know, African-American women and African-American entrepreneurs, or even just African-American professionals, right, and just showing them their success story and, you know, how they got to where they go, just to give them some kind of inspiration.
The event also featured a career fair for teens to connect to professionals in science, technology, engineering, and math fields. Some more things you should know today. More than 10,000 Cook County residents will be receiving property tax refunds. Treasurer Maria Pappas announced Tuesday that the county is sending more than $22 million to residents who overpaid on their property taxes last year. Most recipients will see their refunds automatically deposited into their bank accounts, and the rest will receive checks in the mail by August 9th. You can visit cookcountytreasurer.com to see if you have a refund coming. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is awarding Illinois with over $430 million to boost statewide climate projects. The money will be used to transform carbon-intensive sectors like transportation, agriculture, and buildings. The money will allow the state to cut planet-warming emissions by an estimated 57 million tons between now and 2050. Today's weather, skies will be overcast and rain or thunder is possible. A high of 74 degrees. And tomorrow we're expecting sunshine and a high in the mid-70s. That's it for now. Later today, house music turned 40 this year. My Rundown co-host, Aaron Allen, spoke with house producer Chip E about the origins. That's later today. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.